USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has agreed to cancel an estimated $6 billion in federal student loan debt for borrowers who claim they were defrauded by their college. Many of the borrowers affected by the new agreement have been waiting years for the Department of Education to process their claims. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before the House Financial Services Committee, presenting their semi-annual report on Thursday.
We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses. It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
A report in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases claims the coronavirus pandemic could have been much worse without vaccines. They claim 20 million lives were saved. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Many people, when trying to give up cigarettes, shift to vaporizers that boil a liquid to create the sensation of burning tobacco. The federal government is taking away one brand of vapes from American consumers.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration ordered Juul Labs, Inc.'s e-cigarettes off the market, saying that the products play an outsized role in the rise in youth vaping. The sales ban follows nearly 2 years of back and forth between the regulator and the San Francisco-based company, which had requested authorization from its tobacco and menthol-flavored products to remain on the market. In a statement, Juul Labs said it will seek a stay on the FDA's decision and was exploring an appeal. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
President Biden on Thursday inadvertently held up a detailed cheat sheet prepared by his staff for a press conference. On it were the instructions, take your seat. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Thinking of traveling to Europe? If so, get ready to pay a fee before you enter. The European Union has announced the launch of its long-awaited visa waiver plan. Visitors from outside Europe will be charged a fee to enter the continent. The cost is about $7.35 and should be in place by next year. Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax Thursday said the Supreme Court's decision on New York's concealed carry law is monumental, and she applauds Justin Clarence Thomas.
Well, let me first say that I led the brief, the amicus brief, the friend of court brief, in support of Second Amendment rights. I was joined by 175 of my colleagues in the House, and I thank them for getting on board because this is an historic decision that protects our Second Amendment rights. And anyone who's interested in understanding our Constitution, Justice Thomas does a master course in explaining how important our Second Amendment rights are, how they are a fundamental right, and they were predetermined and they're natural rights that exist for self-defense, not just for people residing in their home, but goes beyond the former so-called Heller standard, where now we cannot restrict people from having the right to protect themselves outside of their home.
Pennsylvania high school principal 34-year-old Roger Weaver Freed was arrested and charged Tuesday with more than 30 felony sex charges for an inappropriate relationship he had with a male student over a 7-year period. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.